Hello and welcome to the Adam Rabbit Galaxy podcast, where we combine crystals, manifestation, and mindset work. I'm your host, Ashley, creator of the best-selling Etsy shop, Adam Rabbit, crystal enthusiast, and professional hype girl. I'm so happy your intuition led you here today. Now let's dive in. Happy Astrological New Year. It's Aries season. Aries season, which began on March 21st and will last until April 19th, marks the beginning of spring. Aries season embraces spending more time in nature, taking action and positive change, as well as abundance. There will also be some lighthearted and playful love in store for all of us as well, which can come as a big relief if your Pisces season was a bit too heavy and emotionally intense. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, which is really quite fitting for their personality. Determined, motivated, fiery, and if you're not first, you're last type of attitude. If you have started 2022 feeling sluggish and not very motivated to start new projects or make changes, work towards your goals, that will likely begin to shift during Aries season, leaving you feeling inspired and ready for a challenge. Two dates to look out for this Aries season and keep your crystal companions close by are April 12th and April 14th. On April 12th, a rare Jupiter and Neptune conjunction in Pisces will happen. When two planets come together, in this case, Jupiter and Neptune, it marks the beginning of a new cycle. This only happens approximately every 13 years, but it's even more rare that these planets are meeting in Pisces, making this combination once in a lifetime. The last time this alignment happened was actually in 1856. Pay special attention to any breakthroughs you may be experiencing around April 12th. This is an important time for transformation and healing. This will also be a very spiritual and intuitive time. So if you feel like you are being divinely guided, go with it. Don't ignore the nudges you feel from your intuition. On April 14th, Mars, which rules passion, energy, and desire, will join Venus, which rules love, in Pisces. So keep your rose quartz or carnelian on you and embrace this romantic time, especially if you have been wanting to have one of those define the relationship talks or you are open to meeting someone new. The first recommended crystal for Aries season is the gorgeous aquamarine, which is actually one of the birthstones for Aries. Aquamarine is a very calming crystal that activates the heart and throat chakra. Aquamarine is considered more of a rare stone, but you can find affordable pieces in the raw formation. Aquamarine is estimated to originate from Greece in 400 BC. Currently, the highest quality aquamarine specimens will be found in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Aquamarine is also a great option to gift someone this Aries season, especially if they are an Aries or just any loved one who could benefit from some calming and tranquil energy. Aquamarine is also a very intuitive crystal, which helps you find your unique path, which Aries season really embodies as well. Deciding what it is that you want out of life and making it happen your own unique way and on your own terms. If you're interested in igniting some love and passion this Aries season, try pairing your aquamarine with amethyst, rose quartz, pink halite, chrysocolla, or any other blue or green crystal. You can carry your crystal combination with you, meditate or journal with these pieces, especially if you are working on manifesting your ideal partner. I've found scripting to be such a powerful tool for manifesting. I share about this a lot because it works. All you have to do is enter a state of relaxation and write as if it has already happened. Describe your future, what you would do with your partner, how you would feel, the vacation you would take, the house you would build, as if it is happening in the present tense. This gets you in the flow state and raises your vibration so you become a better energetic match for what it is that you want. Next, we have the fiery and passionate bloodstone. Aries season will be a time of action, inner strength, and power, which Bloodstone really represents. Bloodstone is a very unique crystal that is typically a deep green with red spots that are formed from iron found in hematite. These spots put the blood in Bloodstone. Historically, Bloodstone was thought to represent the blood of Christ and is used as an amulet in Christianity. Bloodstone is a quartz-based mineral that also contains jasper and chalcedony. Bloodstone is a very grounding crystal that will help you not get swept up in some of the emotions and changes that can occur during Aries season. Aries season is a very fast-paced season, so if you typically like to ease into change or are even reluctant or fear the unknown, use Bloodstone as a crystal companion with grounding exercises like yoga, breath work, or just enjoying a walk around your neighborhood or a nice park. Bloodstone is associated with the heart and root chakra, so it will help you be more present in the current moment rather than worry about what's to come with all these changes being thrown at you. Bloodstone is also a very thought-provoking crystal that helps you tap into your inner strength and not getting sucked into any fear-based thinking or insecurities, and being really clear about what it is that you want and how you are going to go after it. Our final crystal for Aries season is the stunning labradorite. Labradorite isn't commonly associated with Aries season like aquamarine or even bloodstone typically is, but I really like working with labradorite during transition periods. Aries season can bring a lot of depth, healing, and transformation, and labradorite helps you take advantage of this energy and put it to good use. Labradorite is commonly found in Madagascar, but originates from a town in Canada, Labrador. Labradorite is known for the beautiful flash of yellows, greens, blues, sometimes violet, and streaks of black in the right lighting, and this is known as labradescence. But when it was first discovered in Canada, this flash was thought to represent the northern lights. Placing labradorite in your living room helps you get rid of feelings of discomfort and tension, because even with Aries season being a very productive and energized time, there will be moments when things feel fiery and stirred up. Don't worry, you got this. Labradorite is another very grounding stone, but helps you dream big and connect to the spirit world as well as your intuition, so you can make decisions from your highest self and tap into your limitless potential this Aries season. Thank you for tuning in today. I'd love to hear about your Aries season and how you are working with your crystals. Feel free to reach out on Instagram. We do have a special offer for podcast listeners to receive 15% off their order at shopadamrabbit.com with code ADAMRABBITGALAXY, all one word, at checkout. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I will see you in the next episode.